Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What am I to feel? Oh, I ushered into this sacred space tonight by the beautiful High Priestess, Rikki Byers-Beckwith. Let my soul surrender. And I really needed to hear those words tonight. And a question bubbled up for me. Yeah, it's going to be that kind of night. And a question that came forth while I was listening to her soul delivery, her heart song, is, if I let my soul surrender to the heart of God, then would I have the answer for what is beauty? That's what we're talking about tonight. But let me let you know where you can find more of Rikki's delights. It's Rikki, RikkiBB.com. I also know you can find her at WeLetItBe.com. That's how we're just kicking off this show. I love guitars. We're going to talk about all things beautiful and not just your reflection, which is beautiful people on the phone lines and in the chat room. Let me make sure I shout out to my family real quick. I see Queen Colby on the line. I see Hillary. People that I don't even recognize. Those of you in the archives, I remember to say hello to you early, because I know that whatever time you listen is right on time. So welcome. If you guys want to join this party, let me give you the number, 347-426-3346. I am in the midst of having a sacred conversation. We'll be pulling cards tonight, and I'm going to pull one for myself, but not yet. We've got some housekeeping to do. We've got some people to thank, and I need to check on you. How are you doing tonight? Since we last spoke, since we've channeled our inner queens, have we been able to sustain that vibration from last week to this week? It's okay, either way it rolls, because this is the place where you can recharge, to reconnect with the story of you. It's our me time on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. But I want to tell you about some other places where you can go to get your, you know, get a filler up on your spiritual quest and your journey of being the best you can be. We have amazing shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. The show that starts it all off, the Ask Life Coach Day radio show, is powerful Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Not only does Life Coach Day give you information for your mind, body, spirit, he'll make you laugh too. And if you press 1, make sure you say hi to him, because he'll be the one who's manning the phone lines and screening and handling the technical pieces of the show. He is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, and I am very, very proud to be a part of his radio family. We also have Mbasa Safera on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Play Experience. Passionately loving and appreciating you. Have you played with yourself today? Have you tapped into the magic of who you are? Well, if not, you can join Mbasa Safera on the playground. She'll get you in alignment with the truth of your magnificence. And then we have the Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, a life coach today, on the last Wednesday of the month. That is the place and a space where you get to untap unacknowledged truths of your ancestral blueprints. That powerful show last week about marriage, love, and relationship, and how those blueprints may be playing right now in your everyday experience. Lisa did double time because she also spent some time with Mbasa Safera going through family constellations last week as well on the Play Experience. All the shows are in the archive. They are wonderful places to go and get filled up, fill your spirit up, rejuvenate your soul with messages of truth and faith and beauty. 24/7, it's always open. And then you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is the place and a space where we use introspective tools like tarot and medicine cards, black angel cards. I play with music, movies, and numbers to help you get a better outlook on what's showing up in your life. And we have a very special guest tonight. It's the number 5. Now, in numerology, when a number 5 comes up, people get really nervous about it. They don't necessarily like it because we don't like change all the time. But what's beautiful about change is that guess what? There's always changing. There's always transformation. And once we're able to embrace that change and that transformation, then we experience the other gift of number 5. It's not just the challenges. It's not just the changes. When we stop fighting and we stop resisting, we tap into freedom. That's what number 5 is about. And while I would love to say that freedom comes easy, sometimes making the choices to be free come through the very challenges we don't want to deal with. I've learned through working with Life Coach today that challenges are gifts to be unwrapped. I'm going to say that again. Challenges are gifts to be unwrapped. And not only are they gifts to be unwrapped, you can find beauty there. Earth, Wind, and Fire said, and it's all about love, if there ain't no beauty, you got to make some beauty. Have mercy. That's a gospel song. And there's truth in all of these messages that are coming up for us. So I'm on fire. I didn't know I was. I was really nervous, family, coming in. I'm just going to be straight up with you. I was really nervous coming in tonight because I didn't know where all of this was going to go. Ooh, I got a message from the heart quarters. Let's see here. Oh, really? Life Coach today just, like, I love it when he just, you know, knocks on the door, like someone's knocking on the door. He's got a message here. Something just appeared on Facebook. I love synchronicities. I think that's the way, I consider synchronicities to be a gift from God. Not just a gift from God, but a kiss from God, a kiss from the angels. Like, you know what? You're in the right vibration. You're in the right time. And you're able to catch these messages. And though I'm not the one who caught this message, somebody who was in my heart did. And you're listening. So we're all connected right now. There's your number one step for finding beauty. Keep your eyes open for it. So, oh, of course, this is a quote, y'all, from Sophia Loren. Now, I don't know if everybody, all these beautiful people on my phone lines, welcome, family. I see you, Sweet Tea from D.C. Welcome, everybody. Now, if you are not, and I'm not an ageist, but if you're not old enough to know who Sophia Loren is, I highly recommend you look her up. She's one of the most beautiful women in the world, period. And this is what she had to say about beauty. Not the beauty decides whom we love. The love decides who we find beautiful. Oh. Her? Okay, I just had a high school moment. Not that beauty decides whom we love. The love decides who we find beautiful. Powerful. That's where we're going. So let me dive in. Ah, hi, Candy. Welcome, Candy. Thank you, Life Coach, today for that. So I've got my beautiful family here. I hope you guys are doing well. We're getting ready to get this started. I believe there's possibly one more message, and then we'll get back into it. Oh, you know I'm about to share this, right? Okay, look, this is a family show, and I just received something else. And I want to share it as well before I even get into it. And I'm going to tell you what that rainbow means, Colby. I was driving home today through rain that was pouring so hard I could barely see. When I got halfway to my house, I spotted a beautiful rainbow. I just knew this was symbolic of the things I am going through in life. Sometimes we get so caught up in the bad and the negative, we forget there is a rainbow just waiting. A rainbow's beauty simply says that even after the roughest storm, things will get better. Beauty will appear in your life again. My lesson. Yes. Yes. That is what beauty is to me, to be able to find the rainbows in the midst of the storm and after the storm. Rainbows are also connected to, yes, there is a silver lining. Somebody just saw that movie as well. Rainbows are also connected to goddesses as well. Oya, who is an African Orisha, connected to change and destruction, but destruction in a way of getting rid of the things in your life that are not working, you know? She does it with machete. She shows up as storms, as hurricanes. She is also, another one of her symbols is the rainbow, which is the promise that Colby talked about. And no matter what storm is happening, the sun is always shining. The sun doesn't go away, even if we can't see it. But when a rainbow appears, and there's another one, Ixchel, I-X-C-H-E-L, another rainbow goddess, weaving new worlds and connecting us to the beauty that is all around us. So when you do see a rainbow, that's a special gift. And biblically, I also know that rainbows were a sign that God would never destroy the world through flood again. So I make spiritual quotes. So all the ways that rainbows come through for me are going to be shared, which is my gift and my art. Well, let's get to this show. And, hey, I love talking to y'all, but I don't want to talk alone. So please know that you are invited to join me in this sacred conversation about all things that are beauty. So why don't we start right there? When's the last time you looked up that word? Beauty. I had the opportunity to do that, and I wanted to share that with you. And it is right here, beauty. It's a noun, of course. It's a combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the aesthetic senses, especially the sight. A combination of qualities that pleases the intellect or moral sense. And the funny thing about the word beauty is that when you put these, when you add it up through numerology, do you know these letters equal 11? 11, a master number that can be either strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. 11, one of the most intuitive of all numbers, connecting you to your subconscious and your deepest roots. The word beauty builds all of that energy around it. You know, it's just, it's not that many letters. Six letters. Six for expansion and love. The sixth number is ruled by Venus, the goddess of love, sensuality, and beauty. So we have six letters that equal 11. The master number. And we understand by this definition that the real question about beauty is subjective. While we have beauty standards, everybody had to make an agreement of what that meant. But the real master is you deciding what is most beautiful to you and what are you looking at to find it, to see it, to just know that it exists within each and every one of us. And not only that, but to see it within you. Because another phrase that we like to use a lot is that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the question is, what kind of beholder are you? In the wake of marketing, competition, and beauty standards, Are you able to deem yourself as beautiful? Now, I'm not just talking from an ego standpoint. I mean, like, really looking at your reflection without cringing. But that's not anybody on my phone line. That's not anybody in the chat room. And it's certainly not anybody in the archives. I'm only talking about what I had to move through. Being bullied for facial features that didn't match what other people thought were beautiful. Being able to put makeup on your face without looking at your reflection. Now, how do you do that and not look like Bozo the Clown? I am here to tell you it can be done. So now, when I'm actually putting on makeup, because I don't put on makeup every day, I force myself to look at my reflection. Even when there are those moments when I kind of want to look away. Because if beauty is in the eye of the beholder, which I do believe, when I behold my reflection, do I see beauty? And that's a question that I really work with on a daily basis. Because I can't slip up. And when I do, three little words. Okay, four with my name. I love you, Celeste. You are beautiful. If I'm walking down the street and my eyes as a beholder are seeing other women who may be dressed in ways that I'm like, oh, what does she have on? And not in a way of trying to judge her style. But, you know, sometimes things are a little short. Sometimes things are a little tight. And when I want to get into that judgmental, you know, what is she doing? Sometimes I have to kick the energy that I send to myself, to my sister, or to my brother. And not just on what they have on, but what kind of energy are they sending out? If I'm not connecting with it, or if I feel like they're doing something that I'm not approving of for whatever reason, I wanted to make myself God and deem everybody less than, I snap myself right back in check. And remember, that's my brother, that's my sister. And they have a right to this land of beauty, too. And that's one way that I try to contribute some beauty into this world. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And we're talking about what is beauty tonight. What are some ways that you create beauty? You don't block it, but invite people into your sacred space. And if you're not ready to create sacred space for people to join you, are you able to create that space of beauty for yourself? Because you can't give anything away that you don't have. And if you're not beholding beauty within yourself, then it's going to be really hard to behold the beauty in others too. You can call 347-426-3346. And I did say that I am going to pull a card tonight, an energetic card, I believe, to tap into this energy. And I gave you a little bit about the number five, which has so many pieces of connection. And maybe I'll start there before I pull a card. And checking in with Life Coach today and making sure I'm not missing anything. Okay, great. All right, thank you, Life Coach Inez. I'm sure you'll let me know. What I'm feeling right now is to play with this number five journey with you. Number five is ruled by Mercury. Mercury is the messenger of the gods. And it has several connections to it, And it is number 5, belongs to the goddess of African Orisha, of love, beauty, sensuality, fertility, marriage. Her name is Oshun. Number 5 is her sacred number. Oshun has a honey pot around her waist where she dances, and she sweetens the lips of people around her. So I always like to say when Oshun comes up is that she helps me to speak words of honey and love and tap into beauty. Now, not only do we have the number 5 connected to Oshun, the number 5 is also the bear, which happens to like honey. The bear in medicine cards, west of the medicine wheel, which is the dreams, caves, womb, connecting with the sacred feminine, motherhood. Beautiful. Dreams and introspection go within or go without. The number 5 is the high priest in tarot, the hierophant. And that's like the pope of the cards, of tarot cards, connecting you to heaven and earth. Your throat chakra is your 5th chakra. When it's balanced, you're able to speak from a place of power and authority, but don't forget the love. And I believe it's possibly time for a break. Life Coach Today. So I'm going to take a moment, a pause for the cause. I just want to confirm that I'm on that track. Yes. Oh, walking around enjoying myself. Yes. So we are going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, email radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Yeah.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 Cause there is no separation. Cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. Cause there is no separation, cause we are one.
Welcome back. That was Carly Jackson with We Are One. You can find Carly Jackson on Facebook. She's no stranger to the Life Conversations Radio Network. Her affirmative messages have been taking care of us for a long time. And I am wondering, I have a question that I really want you to think about. So how do you deal with moments when you don't see the beauty in yourself? What about those moments when you compare yourself to others? And for some of you, you may say, "Oh, Celeste, I'm the bomb right where I'm at. I don't need to compare myself." That's good too. You can jump in and share that. But I really want you to think about that, because we don't, I find a lot of times that we suppress those things, you know, either I call it light working or light worker answers of, "Oh, everything's great, I'm just doing fine," and, "Oh, no, I don't compare with my sisters and my brothers, oh, no, things are just fine," when deep down, you know, you just gave somebody a side eye, and I'm not talking about anybody, about just me. Hey, I'd rather just take it all on for the family, you know. I'll go ahead and reveal my naked self on how I got to the question of what is beauty. I find beauty in those moments when I do it. You know, I mean, really, I do. I really do. Because in that moment, I know there's something in me that is being called for, that's being asked for healing. when I'm, you know, I give somebody the side eye or in DC grit on somebody. I haven't gritted on anybody in a long time, I'm just saying. But I'm human. I might have that moment of looking somebody up and down and, what is that? When that happens, though, I ask my, oh, okay, so what just woke up there, so what's going on in that area right there? And can you find humor? Can you find a beauty? Get back in alignment? You don't have to beat yourself up. But how do you take care of yourself? Because with this number five energy, that higher energy, I always connected to do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In the world right now, that type of behavior is cosigned. I want more. I want more for myself, and I want more for relationships that I'm having. So when I ask, what is beauty for you? Then I have to ask you, what are you beholding? What are you being? What are you holding on to? Because those are the questions going to let you know what beauty means to you. And so on that note, I'm going to go to the Black Angel cards, which have been renamed. And it's Soul Revival for African American Women was the old name for it. And I really do wonder which card is going to come up right now in this moment. Now, that's funny. I went to go grab the Black Angel cards, and the Mother Peace cards practically fell in my hands. Okay. We'll go with Mother Peace. One card for tonight. And I'm going to give this to us in our sacred circle right now of asking about all things beautiful and what's moving us and what are we connecting with. See which card speaks or will speak. You hear me shuffling? You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and I have gone to my Mother Peace Tarot cards, the round deck, which features women of all nationalities. I like to shuffle three times, one more time. Let's have some fun. Let's see which card's going to come. Taking a deep breath. I ask you to breathe with me. Doesn't matter which way we pick it. I'm just not looking at it as I choose. Kobe, can you believe I got a rainbow? The card is 20, Judgment. And in this card, for Mother Peace, we have an Ankh. And this Ankh is actually representing the planet Venus. And Venus is coming to help her sister planet, Earth, in this sacred time right now. It's the colors of the chakras, all of them balanced, the root, the sacral chakra, the navel solar plexus for power, the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, third eye, and then the crown chakra. All of these colors coming from the planet Venus. And we're talking about what is beauty. And just pouring all over the earth right now. That's the sacred message to all of us. That judgment is not in the way of judging or comparing one or another. Judgment is deciding that the official order or rule of the day is to love one another. Love is the answer. Love in action. Contributing to these healing rays by focusing on your vibration. So that's pretty powerful and in alignment with where we all are right now. especially since we already talked about a rainbow. You can go to MotherPeaceTarot.com if you'd like to see what this card looks like. I don't remember ever posting it. But, hey, I can't, you know, that's why I love tarot. Because no matter where you go, no matter what you do, each card comes through to provide you with a beautiful message. And I'd also like to share with you some other ways that I try to create beauty in my life. And I create beauty in my life by paying attention. And there was this piece that I grabbed, and I didn't get a chance to share it with you last week. It's from The Heart of Love. Mary Magdalene speaks. And it's, the wind is whispering, do you know who you are? The birds are crying, remember. The earth is speaking of those who walked before. The sun is burning your name. The sea is washing all sorrows away. The moon is beginning to rise. All play a part in your divine evolution. Nature's symphony, ever so grand. Listen closely to the wind and the earth. Breathe in the sea and the sky. Feel nature's blessing calling your name. Remember who you are. And I find that there's nothing more beautiful than people being simply who they are. Their authentic expression of freedom, of their heart song, is what brings true beauty on this earth. Not trying to be like anyone else, not trying to do it like anyone else. Looking at your own reflection and deeming it good, beautiful, strong, courageous. Because you are. We all have a collective responsibility to maintain the connection to our divinity, our divine birthright of beauty, love, and dreams. And that's really the message I want to get to you tonight. I've shared, you know, I open up my closet, and I'm comfortable with doing that. Because that freedom of being able to connect with the gap in my tooth that I don't like all the time. To hear women talk who could be models, who complain about their non-existent status. Talking to them, because I have. Or talking to women who can speak in glowing terms about others, but can't find the truth of their own beauty for themselves. Talking and listening, tapping into their stories, being able to share about my fears and some old stories that come back, and not trying to run down, you know, not trying to give a rundown of all my flaws and what I've worked through, but I want to leave you with something about a video that I've seen going around on Facebook where there was a crime illustrator who drew portraits of women based on their own description of themselves versus how other people saw them. And yes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, because when the pictures emerged, the stories that the women told about themselves created a picture of women that didn't even look like them. They resembled them, but they weren't beautiful. But then when they looked at the pictures of how other people described them, they had more light. They had smiles. And that really touched me. It touched me to see them cry. It touched me to see them connect with the truth of who they were, and also the truth in how they were beholding themselves. I would love to do that exercise. So how are some ways that you're filling up your beauty tank, that you're taking care of you? Because for me, there's nothing more beautiful than when I or my sisters express ourselves freely, where we give of that song of spirit deep inside of us, that authentic expression, that's what makes us beautiful. And bringing it forth is the beauty quest. And I do believe that beauty quest is an act of power. That's where we are tonight. What is beauty? Beauty is you. I hope you remember that. And I hope that when you go throughout your week, you will come back to this show and receive it as my prayer and my love. So, I wonder if Life Coach today would like to join me real quick just to let us know what gifts he has for us tomorrow. Because I believe he's saying that he is crazy enough to fall in love with love tomorrow. You definitely don't want to do that.
What'd you say? Leave me out of this, lady. I am beautiful.
No,
I don't need to talk. I'm full of my beauty.
Oh, you full of something. Hey, look, you are, I know you got to love me. I'm quick.
Mm-hmm,
so tomorrow, so you're crazy enough to fall in love with love?
Oh, I'm so crazy enough. I'm so abnormal to fall in love with love. Yep, that's tomorrow's show.
And then on Tuesday, you have Dr. Alex Lloyd joining you. I feel like Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Alex Lloyd.
Oh, so let's hear something for you.
Code.
Celeste, I'm leaving you with a bat just flew over my head. Go ahead and play with that. Yes, so listeners got to listen for tomorrow's show. Well, I'm not saying anything about it, but if they're crazy enough to fall in love with love and crazy enough to listen to me tomorrow, they will expand and break open to more love. So go ahead and tell us about the bat. It just flew over my head.
The bat is rebirth today, and its number is 42. And when you add that together, you get 6, which is lovers. It's speaking mystery. Ooh-wee. It's a power animal, man. It's shamanic death and rebirth, initiation, viewing past lives, the pollination of new ideas. You have been blessed, my brother.
That's what happens when you fall in love with love. You get reborn.
And I call you Batman, so that's kind of funny.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know who's going to be there tomorrow, but somebody's going to be doing the show tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Great show. Great show as you take your listeners through the journey of authenticity and vulnerability. And even though I see some of those people listen, I know they want to say something, but they're like, nah, we're just going to listen. Yes.
Thank you, Life Coach today. You know what? I think we're going to shut it down, buddy. Yeah, and we are going to, we're not going to wrap it up because we need to send this energy out, but I am going to leave you with Beautiful Dreamer by Carolyn Malachi. Her email address, or her email, her website is Carolyn, Carolyn, Malachi, Malachi, somewhere there's a knocking. Reminding you that you are a beautiful dreamer tonight. What is beauty? Don't forget it's you. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourselves. And don't forget to join Life Coach Today tomorrow, 12 to 2. I'll be there as well, breaking down the energy of the day. Have a blessed night.
Somewhere there's a nothing waiting to become something, fighting all the thank you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.